me, baby. Say my hits in me, baby. Hey, hey, ooh, yeah. Say my hits in me, baby. Say my hits in me, baby.
I see you.
Tonight make a grinder. Mommy Jimmy, my designer. On the beats make a runner. Making you lie me. This love you get, they blind me. All day boy, they hide me. Then they try me. Somebody, they spy me. All the boys, they want me.
Thank you very much for those who caught the Temple Sounds, the culture live. It's always a pleasure. And if you're catching us on the podcast, without a problem, without a shadow of a doubt, thank you as well, right? Because you can listen to us on demand. Go to my website, templesounds.com.
Hey, look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. It's the Mockster. Normally at this time, you're tuning in to hear an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. But last weekend was Massive Music Weekend here on WRCT, which means there was no Viva La Mock. So instead, how about an encore presentation of some of the artists I featured during Massive Music Weekend, starting things off with 30 minutes of Chicago's own Material Issue.
Valerie's dancing on the room above my bed, you know. All the world below to see. Valerie's leaving on a car outside my house, you know. Such a shame she's now.
Bye.
Formed in 1985 by singer Jim Ellison, the power pop trio self-released an EP in 1987. '91 saw the release of their full-length debut, International Pop Overthrow, an album that was produced by Jeff Murphy of The Shoes. That's the first single that came off of 1991's international pop overthrow album, Diane, here on 88.3 FM. Before that, from their self-released 1987 EP that was Material Issue with She's Going Through My Head. And start off the entire show with another track off that international pop overthrow album, And Valerie Loves Me. And speaking of the international pop overthrow album, why not play the title track? In 1992, Material Issue followed up their breakthrough debut with Destination Universe, and once again produced by Jeff Murphy.
Trying to show my face. Beans.
Material Issue's third and final proper release, Freak City Soundtrack, came out in 1994. It was produced by legendary producer Mark Chapman, who was known for his work with The Sweet, Suzy Quatro, and producing the breakthrough albums by Blondie and The Knack. The album also featured guests like Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick and Gilby Clark of Guns N' Roses. Sales, however, were disappointing, and by early 1995, the band parted ways with Mercury Records.
Well, I know it's been a little while since the first time that I made you smile. I thought I'd take this opportunity to dig a little deep inside and try to find out what someone like you is trying to hide from me. Well, I hope that you don't get angry, girl, and I hope that you don't get hurt. Cigarettes and my lighter too, and a picture of your sister. God, I think you're one of the same. And I cleverly put all these things back into place so you wouldn't think that I was a jerk. Yeah, the things I found while going through your
Sadly, on June 20th, 1996, Jim Ellison, the man who started the band 11 years before, committed suicide at the age of 32. Recordings done in 1995 and 1996 were released posthumously on a fourth and final album, Telecommando Americano.
Let you bring me down. What do I?
That has been 30 minutes of Material Issue. A feature-length documentary on the band is scheduled to be released later this year. Don't forget, you can listen to me Friday nights at 9 here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh in a little show I call Viva La Mock. I also want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about the online ordering at SpackBrothers.com. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at SpackBrothers.com. That's 412-362-SPAK. 7725 or spakbrothers.com. And don't forget, if you are ever interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers. We'll be right back.
mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Quand j'ai réveillé à ce matin, y'avait personne à mon côté. J'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas comme ça. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas vivre comme ça. J'ai un joli petit million qui va porter mes caleçons. Wow, 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 yeah. Pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Je connais pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Quand tu me dis tu vas me quitter, mon cœur pensait à brailler. Quand je lève le matin, moi je me gâte les flammes d'en bas. Ma bébé est cachée et moi je peux pas la bébé, c'est elle qui va me
manquer. Percussion, Richard Reed, the bass and the fiddle. Ben Williams on the sound. Yours truly, Michael Duce. It was a pleasure. Hope you can generalize y'all a little bit. Merci tout le monde. Just remember why la dick you bear. Au revoir, tout le monde.
fait le temps, dit qu'on est que c'est loin. Les jolies, elle est mignonne, mais je l'ai pas vu dans un grand bout de temps, dit qu'on est que c'est loin. On va aller dans mon wagon, si je peux la trouver. Là, je vais la demander, si elle veut venir, oui. We'll be right back.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
WRCT, in sound, from way out.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
All right, well, we have another possible crime that Donald Trump or people around him may have committed. This one relates to what I call a revenge audit by the IRS. This is a couple things to understand about this. And one, of course, is that what we have right now is something circumstantial and suspicious that is increasingly being focused on Trump and people around him. We don't yet know the full story, but this is Salon has reported on the reality that both James Comey and Andrew McCabe were subjected to IRS audits. Now, these audits are very rare. And so to see two high-ranking FBI officials, both targeted by audits that have a 1 in 30,000 per year prevalence, it starts to raise some red flags. Former FBI Director James Comey and his top deputy, Andrew McCabe, faced rare intensive IRS audits after investigating former President Donald Trump, according to the New York Times. Comey, whom Trump fired in 2017, and McCabe, who was similarly as to Comey fired after investigating Trump, were selected for, quote, random audits known as autopsy without the benefit of death. These are like the most invasive audits. Out of about 153 million individual tax returns from 2017, only 5,000 people were selected for this type of invasive audit each year. Now, we'll get to the math, okay? But the point is, these are extremely rare. And for the former FBI director and the former FBI deputy director to both be targeted by these audits, it starts to be a little strange. Comey, McCabe, and their spouses defied the odds, being selected for the audit after being fired. The two men were selected for an IRS research program that uses compliance research examinations to try to catch tax cheats. Unlike typical audits, these audits force individuals to produce bank records, copies of checks, receipts, and letters, effectively recreating their finances for the year in question. This takes months and often costs thousands in accountant fees. In my experience, and I've not been audited, but in talking to accountants about it, it's more than thousands for this. This could be tens of thousands. The IRS said in letters to both men, your federal income tax return for the year shown above was selected at random for a compliance research examination. We must examine randomly selected tax returns to better understand tax compliance and improve fairness of the tax system. The minuscule chance of the two top FBI officials being selected at random raised questions about whether Trump appointees in the government or IRS purposely targeted them. Lightning strikes, and that's unusual. And that's what it's like being picked out for one of these audits, said IRS Commissioner, former IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. The question is, does lightning then strike again in the same area? Does it happen? Some people may see that in their lives, but most will not. Trump's spokeswoman has denied even knowing about these audits. Okay, so let's do some math. And I know the math is not easy on this. So I know that the math people will tell me whether I'm wrong. So first things first. If the odds of this audit is 1 in 30,000, or the odds are 1 in 30,000,
if you say, what are the odds of two specific people facing the same audit, you would get one in 900 million, assuming that every person is equally likely to be audited. That doesn't really reflect the situation, in particular, because you would imagine that a large number of my guesses.